Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, May 10th, 2015. Wishing everyone a very happy Mother's Day. Mothers are considered in the Indian culture and traditions there, and maybe other places around the world in the traditions around the world as well, as being greater than even God. And we should contemplate that very deeply today. At some point, some of us are busy running around getting that plant or, you know, special Mother's Day card or, you know, some gift that the mother doesn't even want, really. She just wants to be acknowledged. Hence, we forget that just going inside and connecting with that intelligence at the soul level to be able to find the grace and the blessings and the gratitude for having been born by the mother in this lifetime, whether the mother is alive or not, or maybe we weren't raised by our biological mother, or maybe we've had, you know, some challenges, maybe a very dysfunctional relationship or a strained relationship with the mother. And it extends into those females in our lives that did take care of us while we were young. Maybe the mother wasn't there or not able to. Maybe it was a relative, an aunt, or a cousin or something, or a big sister, or some motherly figure. Maybe the father was like a motherly figure. So the mother is being celebrated today on Sunday. Meaning that we're, as we come together in this program, we can really go inward and connect at that soul level and get clarity around our relationship with the mother, because as Dr. Pillai says, it's so important. Even if you are thinking that you have evolved to some extent that you don't need the mother, you don't need the mother's blessings. Without the mother, how would we be here? Without the mother, how would we even contemplate what it is to be nurturing, what it is to be loved, what it is to be, you know, creative, have that ability to bring, as a child is born, we say, my God, it's a miracle. And it is, really. So even Dr. Pillai, he says, he wrote on the AstroVed website, they had a service for Mother's Day, and he could participate in it. And he shared, he wanted to give an example of a great saint, Ramana Maharishi. And he had left home when he was a teenager, and he went to Tiruvannamalai, which is the place where you get rid of the ego. And it's in South India. And it is the form of Shiva as fire or consciousness. And it's a huge mountain. And you can go there and you walk around. It takes about 4.5 hours to walk around. About 1 million people go every full moon. And they just walk around this. And it's quite an experience. You can go anytime. I've been there several times. And it's said that when you go there, or you even contemplate Mount Arunachal, that's what they call it, the mountain of fire, it will bring you to that state where you dissolve away all your egoic tendencies, meaning your attachment to the suffering, basically. So anyways, this saint had gone there. And when he was a teenager, he realized, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not even the soul. That was his teaching, was who am I? And so this at that time, Ramana Maharishi's mother came to visit him, and he totally ignored her. He was saying that he's not attached and he has no mother at all or no father. He's attached to no one or no thing. However, his mother was quite stubborn, as all of us can relate to our mothers on some level. She stayed. She stayed there at Thiruvannamalai, and she was resolute that one day her son would recognize her and come back. And so it happened. She got what she wished. Ramana Maharishi's father, or mother, she fell dangerously ill, and he came and started nursing her, and supporting her. And it was the time. And then when it came for the time that she was going to depart from this realm, she was going to die, Ramana Maharishi put his hand on her heart and dissolved the latent karma that was in her soul. So when her soul left her body, he declared that her soul would not seek another body again. And then after that, strangely enough, he built a temple for his mother on the land where he was living. And something very critical happened. And it was for the ashram that after the mother's shrine was built, money began to flow in from all over the world. And he even called this temple the Mother God Temple. So Mother God is an important principle. And even Sylvia Brown, I think she's recently passed as well. She's a contemporary psychic and spiritual leader of our times. And she wrote a book called Mother God. So, as Dr. Pillai says, if you want to experience miracles in your life, you should reestablish your bond with your mother, even if she's already deceased. You can still do it because the spirit never dies. And he goes on to say, I remember somebody saying that the country will be judged by the way it treats its women. And Dr. Pillai says, it's an absolute truth. I know that some of you have not been speaking with your mother for a long time. Make sure you call her, visit her, let her know that you love her. You don't have to get into any kind of conversation. Just by establishing your contact with your mother, you'll certainly see miracles in your life. So how do we do that if the mother is past, deceased? Then we can pray. You can just go inside, pray. You can do a tarpanam at home. We've talked about that extensively. You can read about it on the blog or Pillai Center, where you're just offering the tarpanam. It was a service that was being offered at Astrovid, but it's already finished because in India they're just finishing up now with Mother's Day services. However, it doesn't mean that, okay, if you missed it, don't worry. Just pray. And people say, well, how do I pray if I had such a terrible relationship with my mother, and or I continue to have one if she's alive, and I just feel every time I call her, she's just going to be, complaining or bringing up the past and rehashing it, and it's painful. Or she might be oblivious to anything that has gone on and denying, total denial that was a harmful life or existence. Now, I'm only addressing the people who are having some challenges. Those of you who have had a beautiful relationship with your mother, that's fabulous. Continue to go deeper into that experience and maybe, connect with her on an energetic level by, maybe participating in discussions around her spiritual beliefs, and then not even saying anything about what you're doing. However, you can, ask her about, hey mom, even if she doesn't follow any particular religious denomination or spiritual practice, you can maybe talk to her about creativity, nature, what it was like to raise the kids, raise you, raise kids, grandkids, so on. What is her perspective on life? The mother has tremendous wisdom and tremendous creative potential. And that is because there's emotion. There's such deep, deep emotion in the feminine energy. And so then we say, well, what if we had a strange relationship with the mother, and then we ourselves have not been a mother? We don't know too many mothers. We don't hang out with mothers. Or it doesn't matter. What if you're a guy and you don't really aren't interested in all that feminine stuff, that feminine energy? Well, it doesn't matter if we're interested or not. It is within us. So we're going to experience today that connection with the mother goddess, the goddess energy that creates, that has the ability to really I'm searching for the word because I can't even express it. It's that energy or that experience or that feeling or that emotion that wells up within us and cannot even put into words what we are feeling when we are so immersed in unconditional love for someone, something, the divine. And we're just at the level of our heart and soul where we are immersed in that presence, that essence that is wanting us to strive to create something. I don't want to say better than what the situation is, but maybe that is appropriate, the most appropriate word, because we're always evolving. We're always working towards being more present to the moment that we can bring in a higher intelligence to guide what our feelings are, because our thoughts aren't necessarily matching what we feel about ourselves inside, right? A mother knows. I had an experience yesterday. I went to a family gathering, and one of the nieces has she was born with cerebral palsy, and she was a preemie baby, and struggles for a long time just to stay alive, and had come out of the hospital for many months later, and she's at the age of 3 now, I believe it is. She so knows everything that's going on, however, she can't speak yet. And we don't know if she will be able to. And there's a beautiful relationship with the mother and the grandmother and anyone who comes to her. She just can telepathically express herself. And I was watching the mother, sorry, in particular the grandmother. She spends quite a bit of time with the grandmother, one-on-one time, because the mom has another child and she's doing mom stuff, working, everything. And I didn't get to see the mom with the daughter too much. Anyways, I don't want to take away from the mom. So the grandmother would just have conversations, and I thought, how does this mom know what this little girl is telling her about what she is wanting to do? And they just had this, it was a beautiful connection at the heart level. It was so unconditional. And she would say, now you know that you shouldn't be doing that. She would just look at her and she'd smile, or she would shake her head or nod her head, and they had all this language going on. And you could see that there was upsetting moments because, the grandmother is trying to teach the granddaughter how to do certain things and to stay away from situations that are going to be dangerous. She might fall or she might, burn herself if she's getting too close to the stove or things like that. So it was quite interesting. And around, I was just looking even deeper at the situation, just observing it from a distance. And there was almost like this brilliant light around this child and the grandmother at that those moments where they were connecting. And I thought, oh my God, that is so divine. And it just all of a sudden I was had this feeling well up inside of me. I was so happy to experience that momentary connection that the divine is always there supporting. So no matter what kind of situation in life that we're having to face, the divine is always going to be there. And there's going to be that motherly energy, that nurturing energy that is available. And that you can see and experience. And then use that energy to, first of all, love yourself, first and foremost, right? And then to also extend outward to another human being. And this grandmother in particular, she's in a lot of pain. A lot of pain. Every day she's in pain. But did she think about her pain when she was picking up the granddaughter? No. Was she complaining? No. She was just present in that moment with that child. And then it was showing there was, oh my God, maybe 30 people around, and maybe 10 other kids who were able-bodied and, they had full function of their intelligence, things like that, and could move easily and do things easily. But this kid is just, it was just a miracle moment. So if we can look in our lives where it is that we can connect with that nurturing, that creative force, that unconditional love, not at the human level. It's that unconditional love that comes through and makes us to be more and more and more human. So there's, as we're evolving on the path, there's this combination of these energies. There's a descending energy that's coming in, and then an ascending energy coming from within us to meet. And then it's mixing and mingling, and sometimes it gets confusing. We don't know, how to be or how to act. Sometimes we judge it. Most times we judge it. Should be this way, should be that way. But if we can just be with that in the moment, and then it can transmute the energy to a higher intelligence, and then with that higher intelligence, our perspective shifts, and then we thank God for everything we have, all the lessons in the life, and we thank God for, the path that we are on, because it can show us all the time in our life that maybe we weren't really present. And we only saw the negative things. We didn't see the unconditional love coming through and supporting us and nurturing us and mothering us. So Mother's Day is a time for us to acknowledge that motherly love within us and then surrounding us. And even as Dr. Pillai says, on Mother's Day, you should take time to recognize and feel gratitude to all women in your life who raised you, supported you, and continue to love you They are the living archetypes of the Divine Mother. So the Divine comes through both females and males as well, because it's both within us, right? It's that energy coming in and moving up and swirling around so that we can, you know, always choose the higher perspective. We are all innately good, just as we are innately not so good. But what do we choose to cultivate, to nurture, to create? So it's a fabulous time to really experience your connection to the mother, to the mother goddess, and we'll do that. And it seems to be that there's it's an eighth moon coming up, or it already is into it, maybe tomorrow in IST timing. And there's a Nataraj Abhishekam, and Nataraj is the dancing Shiva. And the dancing Shiva is that kind of like a mother in that it protects, this energy protects, and it also, you know, can sustain or maintain the projects or the household or the job or relationships or whatever it is that you are working towards sustaining or maintaining in your life, your spiritual path. And then it also helps you to create. So there's a lot of creation energy. It's a new cycle. So that you can create, you can step into a new you. You can be connecting with the now moment rather than what will happen before and analyzing in the past, what's going to happen in the future, you know, trying to do a future pacing, or you're trying to get an answer in the future. What's going to happen to me tomorrow, this week? Yeah, it's great. You can have the roadmap. But what's happening right now in that in this moment is that you can tap into this energy that will be able to give you that peace, that state of mind, or that state of balance in the body, or that connection to these divine energies that can move you forward in your life with greater peace, even if your life is quite disturbed. As a mother would, you'll find a way to make things work for you. You'll find a way, no matter what, to protect your child. Your child can be, you know, a biological child, or you adopt the child, or child can be like a metaphor for your projects. So the mother and Shiva, the dancing Shiva, Nataraj, have a lot in common. Then we have Kalabhairava, the god of time, who, like the mother, can create miracles by bringing a new life into the earth plane and to help this generation to evolve, the world to evolve with a new generation. So Kalabhairava, the god of time, will experience that in our meditation as well, where you get into a state of no time. So there's, because time is karma. And how does karma come? It comes with thought. So time is thought. If we can stop thoughts and be in that space of no time, no thoughts, in an instant, the divine can come in. And if you are alert or aware enough, or you caught, you can set it up so that when, okay, I'm going to go into this deep state of meditation, and when these divine beings come, I'm going to ask them to bless me with whatever their grace is going to help me to get out of slow time, to help with time management, to make a miracle happen that I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for. And then to help me to, you know, destroy any negativity or protect me from any negativity, to help me to find a way to come out of my situation that I feel stuck or I feel like I'm suffering. Or if I have to be in that state for whatever reason, that at least I have a positive attitude. I'm trusting, I'm learning other things. Maybe I'm learning patience. Maybe I think I know what it is to be patient, but I don't really, because why would I be in this stuck situation? You might see it that way. Maybe I need to work on anger issues or frustration. So it's kind of like a mother would with a child who's having a temper tantrum, that you just give the child the time out. It's not punishment. It's just time to just settle down. Settle, settle, settle. You know, stop the press. You don't have to run around like a maniac. And going and going and going and going. And you're not able to understand that the energy is what we really want to have in our lives to sustain everything that we want to do and to live a healthy life and have a positive outlook, because life is going to give us what life is going to give us, good and not so good. That is a given. You cannot escape it. No one can escape it. So our life lesson here this week is to get into a state where we are going to access maybe a timeline jump. Even so, if we can't escape, then what we can do is we can tap into an energy that will help us to move through life with greater ease and less effort. We will go through our karma, but we won't struggle through it. We won't be set back by it. We won't feel stuck in it. And then we'll have the grace of the Mother Goddess, and then we will open the line. There's a Vishnupati coming up too, I believe. Yeah. That's coming up on the 15th. And then the sun is entering Taurus. So Vishnupati is a time for money miracles. So again, this is all setting us up for this week, is to really do a timeline jump, to get out of our old ways of being, to bring in that Mother Goddess energy, to make the impossible happen for us. And then so these are the kinds of things that we can pray for. If you haven't received a money miracle in your life, then you can definitely pray for that this week, in sincerely and intensely. So we'll just do a little bit of that, calling on Lord Vishnu as well. Those of you who are going to stay, this is the time that we open the line and then can have take some questions and have some lively discussion. So I will just open this now. And then just before those people leave, happy Mother's Day. Or if you've left already. Hope you hear that on some level. So we can just press star 6 if we want to ask a question or engage in some sort of open discussion or whatever is going to happen now. And for those of you who are joining for the first time, welcome, by the way. Special welcome. Always welcoming. This is a program where we can just get to know people from around the world who have been participating in this program and in other programs that are offered through Pillai Center. And then, find out some things that maybe you are experiencing through taking a course or going to an event with Dr. Pillai, or you've been practicing something on your own, or maybe a mantra practice or some sort of meditation practice through the YouTube Pillai Center Astroved. If you have any questions around that, you can definitely ask, or if you have any experiences that you want to share. It's really helpful. There's no questions that are ever not the right question. It's always perfect timing, and trust that. This is where we get to practice, put into practice what the divine is inspiring us or moving us to do. And then in our life, after this call, or if you're listening to this recording later on, something inside you will remind you, oh my God, this is what I remember on the call, and then in my life here is what's happening. Do I have it on the right setting?
Sucharita?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Jeff in New York.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. What's going on with you?
I listen to the, I'm listening every week. I really liked the meditation today. It was very good. The Kasi that you were saying, is that a mantra to clear away like bad time karma? Is that what that is?
Yeah, apparently. This is the first time I've seen it. It's on Astroved, and I was just reading about what's happening with this combination of Nataraja Abhishekam, because Nataraja Abhishekam only happens about 6 times out of the year. And so it just happens to be coinciding with this 8 waning moon, and if you say this mantra Kasi or write it, it's considered to be very auspicious. So it will help you really to destroy any feeling of being stuck.
That's like kind of like right up my alley. Is it kind of deity for time, Kalabara? I don't know how to pronounce his name. And Shiva, is that its origin?
Mm-hmm.
Like the K for the Ka for the for that one deity, and then SI for Shiva. Is that how it works?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking that would be what it was. All right, yeah. So and then the other mantra. I'm Shreem Kleem. That is also, I noticed on the Pillai Center website, that's also a mantra for wish fulfillment, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the sounds I'm and then Shreem and then Kleem are the sounds of the goddess.
The three goddesses put together, right?
Yeah. Of course, when you pray to the goddess energy, that's going to fulfill your wishes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know. How many mantras is a good number to do every day?
Repetitions or different?
Yeah.
Mantras?
No. I know it's 108 times, but my problem is I find a new mantra. Like, for instance, today, you know, I'm Shreem Kleem. That sounds like it's a really good mantra for me to do. So, you know, I keep on finding, like, you know, mantras to do, and I find myself doing, like, you know, like, I don't know, like 15 different mantras every day for 108 times. I mean, it's just too much. So, you know, I do mantras for, like, hours every day. I was wondering what your thoughts are on that, and, you know, like, what would be a good number of mantras to do every day?
Yeah, it's a really great question, Jeff, and everyone has this question, and it doesn't matter how long we've been on the path, whether it's decades or lifetimes. And how Dr. Pillai shares with us is that the divine is always evolving. So even though these sounds, these mantras, have been around forever, you know, they're indestructible. It's as we evolve as humans and we bring in this mantra, if you today, for example, if you just wanted to do the I'm Shreem Kleem, that is the goddess speaking to you. The mantra is the deity, the archetype. So if that is, if you're opening up your day and you're having millions of thoughts, and they're all kind of useless thoughts, right? Because they're not really existing. What you are doing in that moment is what you're doing in that moment. But then there's all those other thoughts that are swirling around, past, present, future, that have nothing to do with you in that moment, that you're doing your work or doing whatever you're doing. So these mantras, this is the goddess maybe to you, speaking to you and saying, you know, get rid of all that other stuff, because what I want to do is give you this creative energy, this unconditional love and support. I want you to feel it. I want you to feel it at the body level, the mind level, the soul level. And so if that mantra resonate is pulling you to chant it, it's a better communication. It's a more intelligent communication than to have all those other thoughts that are kind of swirling around that can't really do anything to help you to move more forward with grace and ease.
Yeah, and, you know, also, you know, I'm feeling the same thing about, you know, the Kasi, too. That sounds like it's something that, you know, and that's a short one. You could get 108 in easily, so...
Absolutely. And this is the perfect day to do it. So if you have all these mantra practices that you've been doing, and I'm not just speaking to you, but not, I'm extending it out into the group as well, is that's very common. And what Dr. Pillai says is whatever mantra comes to you or whatever meditation comes to you, that is the being that says, hey, we need to get this energy within you. And you can use this energy right at this point in time to do something for you. So if you are, because this energy is so strong now, it's Mother's Day, is like a vortex of goddess, motherly, unconditional love. It happens once a year. So tap into that energy. Swirl around with it. Play with it. Merge with it. Meditate on it. Experience it. Feel it. And then after that, then you will focus on something else, because that door will be closed. The party's over, so to speak. But you can have memories of the party. It just won't be so strong. So that energy of the goddess is really strong now. The energy of Kasi is really strong because Shiva, Nataraj, and Kalabhairava are coming together. So it can create something in your life and destroy other things that are problematic to you. It can create good things and destroy the things that are very problematic towards your evolution. It can dissolve that away, destroy it, protect you from it. It can help you to focus on where you want to go or need to go, and then can give you that joy and the experience of being present to, wow, I'm so supported, totally, completely supported. And then when you are feeling that way, you can get clarity. And as we always say, clarity is creation. And when you can create the next step that you need to take, that's empowering. And then you snap out of old time. Time, remember, is thought. So what are you thinking? Is it going to move you forward, or is it, oh, God, get me out of this muck? So if, and Dr. Pillai said in a call yesterday, in another call, he said that whatever we're thinking, no matter what, that's what will manifest. So if we are afraid that we won't ever release this crap in our lives, or we won't attain something, or, you know, or we get frustrated or, you know, feeling stuck about it, guess what? We will create that experience. So it's really important to check the thoughts. And just like a mother would, she would say, don't, you know, we're going to just move forward from this situation. There's no worries. There's no fear. You've got me. I'm, you know, covering you. So, and if we haven't had that experience in the life, in this lifetime, then we have to say, okay, thank God that I've had that experience where it's been maybe in previous lifetimes, I was a real schmuck to my mother, and then now it's finished. So you can say that there's in any moment you can say that the slate is clean and it won't affect you anymore moving forward. And sometimes we have to do that, you know, we have to do that practice where we're observing and we're calling in the divine and saying, okay, please remove this, please remove this, please remove this. And eventually it will get removed because that's what you're focusing on. But if you're focusing on it being not, like, I'm afraid it's never going to go, then you're actually creating your own obstacle. So the goddess will just say, never mind, let's just move on. So tap into that energy of the goddess, and then you'll find that there's more joy coming through. There's unconditional love and support. There's forgiveness that is beyond your, I'm not just saying you, all of us. It's beyond our own ability to understand what that forgiveness is. It's just the unconditional forgiveness, and forgiving is about giving, you know, moving forward with your life, giving that break from that thing that has gone on. Does that help, Annie? Jeff?
Yeah, you know, because I agree with you, Suchita. I've been doing you know, the Om Doom Durga Ye Namaha for a really long time. And really, you know, that what I was doing that mantra for was to, you know, help in, you know, perception and, you know, clearing away fear and maybe, you know, she's telling me to switch from trying to clear away fear to opening up to more joy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, because I'm going to be visiting someone today, and, you know, I was, I just felt very strongly like I should listen to the call today. And, you know, I think it was a good idea that I did, so.
I'm glad that you did too.
Yeah. I'm gonna switch from that one mantra to the other mantra.
Great.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
I definitely will. We'll see what happens. And I'm gonna do the Kasi too. I think that's I feel like that's a good one too.
Yeah, great. And just do it as often as you can, because again, this is a window of time where you can really experience and feel what it is that energy is within you, so that it gets locked into you.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
I'm gonna do it.
All right.
So, yeah.
Anything else, Jeff?
I think that'll be all for now. But I'll email you. I'm you know, things are going pretty good right now. So I'll email you. But I think I'm okay. I'm doing that.
You are.
Yeah. Still have a little pain in the back, but it's much better than it was.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And to all your listeners, happy Mother's Day, and I hope everyone's doing good.
Aw, thank you so much, Jeff.
Okay, and I'll email you soon, and have a good, and thanks for the call. I'm going to switch the mantra. I think it's a good idea.
Awesome.
Okay, have
all
a
right.
great day.
Okay, you too. Take care. Any other questions or comments, experiences that you've had in the past, maybe with Mother's Days and that we've shared over the years, and then what your insights have been. Maybe you'd like to share that with other people here on the call, or if you have any questions or you need some support that you'd like to reach out. We'll do what we can to support you. There are some members I know that they've, over the years since they've met Dr. Pillai, and they, one person in particular, I don't know if she'll be on, but she just said, oh, my mother and I, we've had a strained relationship, and it's just this way, and, she used to come and do the teachings, and when we were offering them here in Toronto. And I said, that's okay. That's fine. And then, I don't know what was this, was a meditation, or maybe she had a reading or something, some coaching session, and then she emailed me and she said, you wouldn't believe who I got a call from, my mother. And from then on, the relationship has been totally transformed. So even though we may have gone through years and years or decades or lifetimes. Uh-huh. Who's this?
Hi. Satuja, it's Nanushka.
Hey, Nanushka.
Hi. So, I wanted to thank you for the Mother's Day meditation today. Actually, I realized that in recent months I slipped into focusing on my mother's personality rather than seeing her as an incarnation of, the Divine Mother, and it helped me shift my perception, which I really needed to do. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, because I know she's no longer with us, but I know she did the best she could from, her level of consciousness in that lifetime, and that's not all who she is, and I need to really remember that and hold a higher vision of her and connect with that. So, yeah, it's very important, and so... Yeah, that was a good one for today.
Yeah, and it's great that you're bringing this up, Nanushka. I can totally relate to you because my mother has passed as well, and it was a bit of a rocky relationship. However, we can, as Dr. Pillai says, now that the mother is released from the physical confines of the body or being on the limitations of the earth plane or the life on the earth, she's... her soul is evolving to these greater
exactly.
heights, and a mother wants to only give that child the, the love and the unconditional divine love from the heavenly realms. So as we pray and we release that from within us, it actually releases the mother's soul to greater heights. And then that whole storyline can be complete, finished. It just is that. But
mm-hmm.
here we are. We are here because of her. So we're here to experience what she couldn't maybe experience for herself or with us during that lifetime, so that we can continually feel that blessing of that higher intelligence, that pure love coming in, and knowing that she's evolving, her soul is evolving to those greater heights and realms and a higher intelligence that is going to be more loving and more rewarding on so many levels. And then we start to see that, as Dr. Ply says, you'll start to see the blessings. When your life starts to change, you know that the blessings of your ancestors are coming through. They're always trying to come through, but we are kind of closing them off because of, knowingly or unknowingly, we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it makes sense.
Yeah, it's great that you had this revelation, and it does take time. You know, it doesn't mean that those people who haven't.
Well, I find it's not a straight line. I mean, there have been other periods of time when I did a better job of, really feeling the Divine Mother as she presented through my mother. And it's just been, for the last few months, I went through a slump. That would be the better way to describe it, because it's just not an even road. I mean, you have, I'm sure you've experienced this too, as I'm sure the other callers on the line have. You'll have a revelation and you'll do better for a while, and maybe you won't slump back to where you were, but it falls off a little bit from where you were. You were on this higher level and then it kind of falls off a little bit, and then you you have another revelation and you start to come up again. It's not a straight line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was more like that. I'm coming out of a slump.
Well, that's life, right? It's always, the divine is always saying, really? Have you learned your lesson? Let's give you this one. See how you do. Oh dear.
But on a brighter note, the shift in consciousness that I experienced 2 weeks ago yesterday, it has proved to be permanent and has continued to grow stronger, and my mental abilities have improved over the course of the last week, and I've seen a big improvement in my physical health, and my finances are starting to turn around. I'm sure the ancestors have something to do with that, and I know that it's very, very important for me to continue to work on those relationships, do the best I can, with tarping them and just, holding a higher thought for them. Before I eat any meal, I always offer it up to my ancestors and with the blessing for them that they may continue to increase ever increasingly excellent receptivity to the divine, and I always bow my head 9 times to them in offering before I eat my meal, and so I do find those little tributes throughout the day do really help me connect more to my ancestors in a positive, loving, constructive way.
Beautiful.
I encourage other people. It might not be that for them, but, to find some, or just even having a fond remembrance, like earlier today, I was remembering how when I was a child, sometimes my mom and I would put our faces really close together and, and first look in one eye, like her right eye, my left eye, and then the other eye, and we would do like flash kissing, and this was when I was really, pretty little, probably in the 4 to 6 year old range, and just laughing with her. And so sometimes it's just those little things, and, even if you don't obviously we can't know all our ancestors. Most of us, you know, are fortunate enough to at least know one generation back from our parents and have known our grandparents. And just trying to remember the nice moments, you know, no matter what maybe the bulk of your history together may have been, just focus on the ones where you really felt connected with them. It helps.
Yeah, and that's the key word, right? And I hope that you experienced that and others did today during the meditation where you're...
I did, absolutely.
Yeah. So feeling is so important. Emotion is really important when we are on the spiritual path. And as Dr. Pillai has shared time and again about the masters who were on the intellectual path, the jnana path, where they were analyzing everything. And, you know, like even the example of Ramana Maharishi, you know, I'm evolved and I don't need the mother. And yet at the end, he's taking care of the mother and he's making a remembrance, the burial, the tombstone there, and then the plot is there, and there everybody is praying and acknowledging the mother of this great saint, and then the miracle happens that all this inpouring of funds for the ashram and you know all these blessings are coming. So it's so important. It might not seem you know, like you can repair your relationship with the mother, but your example is the saint who just said, I don't even have anything to do with that because I'm so detached. But then something was pulling him inside of him, you know, to, no, this is important. Before I go, you got to get this blessing done. And then that can be the teaching of a great saint for all of us who have had, you know, some sort of detachment from the mother experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that really has helped me over the years, and in fact helped me around the time that my mom was in the process of transitioning, was rereading Paramahansa Yogananda's Autobiography of a Yogi.
Mm.
And he talks about how distraught he was when his mother passed until he had a vision of the Divine Mother come to him, and she said, it has always been I who has looked upon you through your mother's loving brown eyes. I've always been with you. I always will be with you. And that was just so comforting to me. And so that was really, for me, the beginning of having the concept of experiencing the Divine Mother through my mother. And it certainly helped with it helped me with her transition. I like to think that it helped her as well. So yeah, I mean, I think that that's always a possibility, no matter how, you know, and some people I know have had very harsh relationships with their mother. But if you can remember that the Divine Mother is within your mother, and that no matter what she may have done on a personality level, that the Divine Mother was there within her, and just try to feel that. And conversely, some people may have a hard time if their mother was, you know, so close to being able to realize the Divine Mother's characteristics and the way she was a mother. It may be hard for them to, you know, just like for Paramahansa Yogananda to let their mother go and feel like they can't go on without their mother. Just remember that the Divine Mother was what they loved so much about their mother, and the Divine Mother is always with us. So, yeah, that's that story really touched my heart and has always stayed with me.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And so, anyway, well, thank you, Sujita. Happy Mother's Day to you and everyone on the call today. And not just mothers, but I used to go to a New Thought Christian church, and what the minister did on Mother's and Father's Day is reminded us that everybody has the qualities of mothers and fathers within them. You know, men and women possess the qualities of being nurturing and having the capacity for unconditional love. And, you know, and for fathers, you know, the desire to protect and to provide for their children and to make sure that they have a clear way in the world. So I want to honor that feminine mothering principle within us all, not just mothers, not just women, but men as well. So happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day. Yeah, so maybe there are some mothers out there who can give us some perspective on what it is to what they feel from their children or their relationship with their children. Maybe what they've learned about being a mother and then how it is to be a daughter or son of the mother, if you'd like to share about that. That'll be nice. Or anyone. You don't have to be a mother in the sense of raising a child.
Hi, Sucharita. It's Yagna.
Yagna, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
I just wanted to make an observation during the meditation. Every time you would mention the heart chakra, the blue light, or the shooting up from your heart chakra, I would be overcome with emotion. No idea. I wasn't happy or sad, but I would start to cry.
Oh.
And then it would calm down, and then the next time it would just well up. So I don't know what that was. It was almost like a release in a way. So that was just an observation.
Yeah, it's such a great experience, and it's such a great sharing. And I just wanted to comment on it from the perspective from what Dr. Ply has taught us. When we are in the presence of that divinity within us, it does not make any sense at all. And it can be a release of something maybe from the past or, you know, some situation or some pain or some emotion. It can also be that deep longing to connect with the divine that is so profound that it can't be described into words, that you are just, expressing that sense of gratitude that you have connected to the divine and not you as in the person who's experiencing it at the mind level or at the body level or at whatever level. It's the divine saying, oh, I'm so glad to see you, and almost in tears, you know, finally we've connected at this level, oh my God, you know? It's like when you've seen someone haven't seen someone for a long time, and you're so happy, you're so sad, you're so this, you're so that, you don't even know what you're experiencing, you just want to hug them, you know? And then there's some sort of release. I remember just recently sitting, not recently, but maybe the last time I saw Dr. Pillai, which was a few months ago. And he just said, okay, you know, I want to see you, so I have a meeting with you. So, you know, I got my stuff that I had to give him updates about, and, you know, I had my notebook there, and I'm all ready to take notes. And he just said, so what's going on? And I just sat there, and he said, put your book down, put your pen down. And I just sat, and I just started bawling. And I was just like, I don't even know why I'm crying. I was all excited to tell you what I've been up to, all my projects and all my, you know, the goals that I wanted to get his support on and his blessings and things. And so then I don't even know what he said. I was just in this surreal moment. And then he just said, okay, well, I'll talk to you later. And I had left. You know, he says, okay, go do something or go get someone. So I just picked up my book and took my, you know, pen and, you know, said thank you and walked out of the room. And I was like, what just happened there? And afterwards, all this clarity came to me. I knew exactly what I needed to do in, you know, with all the projects that I was working on. And I was ready to tell them all my, you know, these were my goals, these are the challenges, this is blah, blah. It all got done in an instant. As I got kind of this, whatever was trapped inside of me got released. So it was kind of that experience where you can't put into words or thoughts what just happened, but that divinity within you has just been revealed, and it's going to reveal even more. So if that resonates with you, maybe that's what happened. Something.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. Yeah, I feel great. I don't feel sad. I don't. I just feel good.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the divine. It wants to do it fast, right? Without the story and all that other stuff in the way. So enjoy. And how is your relationship with your mom? And how is it your relationship with your son? Would you like to share anything about that?
Well,
from a
yeah.
mother's perspective.
Right. Well, my mom is 95. I'm very close to my mom, but it hasn't really been a smooth ride. It's almost as if I'm the mother and she's the kid. But it's, you know, back and forth, of course. And she is a total unconditional lover. So that's, I can appreciate that immensely. Even though I lose my patience, It's okay. It's all a lesson, and we chose each other for a reason. So it's been great. Very close to her. My son, we're like best friends, really. So that's been a divine blessing, a gift. Who knows what we were in the past life, but it's been good. And, you know, of course, up and down, mother, son, but for the most part, fabulous.
So, Yagna, what would you say is, I know the ups and downs, like you're sharing, I can imagine. And so what do you feel that has come through that has helped you to understand more about the Divine Mother or that goddess energy or that nurturing energy or creative energy that is there? How is that from a spiritual perspective?
I think on the path, you learn to step out of your ego. And the ego, that, you know, puts your foot on the head of the ego, that allows you to see things outside kind of more clearly, what's really happening. Even though in the moment you may be sucked into the the maelstrom, you kind of can laugh. Actually, and give it a minute, and then you turn around and say, oh, I got sucked into that one.
Exactly, right?
But then you can go ahead and you can accept and forgive or forgive yourself, mm-hmm. you know, for reacting. So this, I think the spiritual path allows you the freedom to see things outside the ego.
And then you're able to move forward in a different way. So there's a way out. Way gets shown, right? That's that creative energy says, okay, let's create this exit strategy because this story is going to just go
through. Right.
Whatever.
Right. You know, it could be murder or it could be.
Oh, my God, Yagna, don't talk like that on this show.
Oh, kidding. Just kidding. I mean, you know, in the moment you just feel like, oh, you know.
And we're the hardest on ourselves. On the spiritual path, we're the hardest because we say, oh, my God, we have to be perfect. And yet you want to poke someone's eyes out. What does that make us, right? It just makes us to be kind of crazy people, right? So it doesn't, as Dr. Pillai says, and all the masters will say, and all the contemporary writers that have been on the different paths and have come to this point where we can say, you know, it's not a right or wrong. This is what it is to be human, to be able to see, when that thought comes, don't act on that thought. You know, that's not going to be a good reality, right?
But you have a choice. I think you see you have a choice, and you're in control, and you've created the situation in the first place. So, okay, here's your next choice. Your next chance to change it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where the unconditional is. So you forgive yourself. You are forgiven for having those thoughts. Because, again, the thoughts are not us. They're just something that came in and decided to say, hey, you want to play? You know, we've had that experience where we've said, yeah, I'd really like to do that because, you know, might be spiteful or vengeful or whatever it is.
Right.
See, I knew it. You know, I want to be right. But, you know, and that's okay. But then as we're evolving, we go, wow, we just waste a lot of energy on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And where we could use all that energy, like you said, to laugh at it and go, wow, I could have been so caught up in that. And now it's such a great experience to be able to shift so much easier into another direction that's more fulfilling, more rewarding, and more joy, as you said.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Yagna. Did you want to say anything else, or do you have any questions?
No, I think that's it.
Awesome. Well, have an amazing Mother's Day. And again, thank you for all your support that you're giving to everyone here in the program through your write-ups, your weekly write-ups. And I so, so appreciate you, and so do the members who write in. They just love what you write. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Yagna, I'll speak with you soon anyway.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Take care. Yeah, so there it is, from a mother and daughter and perspective. Anyone else have anything to share? Or ask a question about? All right, so if there aren't any more questions or any more sharing, then just today, for today, because this is a vortex of time that we can really, even if we just take one moment to imagine this energy arising from the heart and shooting up and resting 12 inches above our skull, and then calling on the goddess energy, or just imagining, you know, release of something that is blocking you from having a greater connection to that ability to create, to sustain and nurture and totally unconditionally love in any given moment, even if that moment just totally sucks. And you just, I'm walking into it again. Then you can just stop in that moment and then imagine this light shooting up. You know, can be you're disappointed in what someone has said, or you got a dirty look, or someone hurt your feelings or you hurt someone's feelings, and just going into this spiral, then allow that grace and blessings to come from Kalabhairava, who will snap you out of it in an instant. And it can be released in an instant. And you don't have to think about just what happened, you know, in the whole process of it. And then ask the energy of the goddess to come in. Even if you just remember one of the mantras, they're pretty simple syllables, though. I'm, Shreem, and Kleem. And those energies will bring that intelligence, that grace, that wisdom, that in you know, that ability to create, to be playful, to attract, to desire something else, to have a passion and energy for you to get out of that moment. Whether it's good or bad or doesn't matter, that you want to just keep bringing this more, this divinity into your life more and more and more, and see the magic in every interaction. And if you're not interacting with anyone, you've chosen to just be on your own for today, that's fine too. But then if you're surfing on the net, then you ask the divine to show you something intelligent. Then you'll be attracted to that. Something loving, something nurturing you. Maybe you need to rest. Maybe you need to sleep and take care of yourself. And eat well. Give yourself some TLC. If your mother has passed, then can do some tarpanam before sunset. And then, or just prayers. You know, prayers that she's evolving to higher realms and to heavenly realms, where she's totally supported and totally can, you know, be comforted in that peace and rest and experience joy at the level of the soul, which is totally connected to the divine. And then that within you, because we, as Dr. Ply says, we have a connection at the gene level, even though they're past. They're half of us is that. We're half the father's genes and half the mother's genes. So that DNA is getting activated. So every time we do a meditation, we are purifying at that level, the consciousness, the emotions, the chemistry, the chemicals that are being released in the system. And then getting us into deeper and deeper levels of understanding who it is that we are. So honor the mother within you and honor the mother around you. See it, experience it, feel it, sense it, and enjoy it. And then we will see you next time. I think Radha, our Vedic astrologer, will be giving us sun transit, hopefully next weekend if she can. The sun is transiting into the sign of Taurus, which is the natural second house, which means it's going to be all about finances. So if that's something that interests you, and then you want to find out more about how you can experience the energy coming in to bless you, to have improve your finances, or to, you know, think of ways to create more avenues of income or revenue, or just to be receptive to that kind of intelligence, maybe you will just start by savings, open up a savings account, and watch it grow, little by little. So we'll see what else the second house represents as the sun moves into Taurus, the natural second house, and the sign of Taurus, and what that means for everybody who has been feeling a bit maybe burned out because the sun was really powerful in Aries. And too much sun can make us to feel a little bit maybe too active. And so now we can settle in We've purified something, and then now we're settling in and seeing how that is in an earth sign. So bringing it into more nurturing, more motherly type, more, you know, nesting type energy. And then see if we can plant some seeds in the next 30 days and see how that shows up in our life. So that'll be happening next Sunday, or maybe we'll see what Radha's schedule is, but I hope that she will do it. Maybe she will give me the information I can share, if that's not possible. So in any case, we're going to be sharing that information with you in the coming week, and we will see you next time. And, of course, if you don't feel comfortable ever on these calls sharing in the public forum, then you can also send me an email, sucharita@applycenter.com, or sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com. And we will connect either by email or through a coaching session, one-to-one, and move from there. All right. Take care, everyone. God bless, and happy, 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 wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day to all. Take care, and God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.